you know, the government's idea of shutting down healthcare services in the periphery is, to me, is reprehensible, just reprehensible, and it's stupid because it's, you know, the problems in healthcare really have been, like, you know, the problems in emergency rooms aren't in small hospitals, right? Like, our emergency room's functioning pretty well. The malfunction is Moncton and, you know, the Dumont and St. John and the Chalmers, where you've got disgusting wait times, right? It's just, it's awful. People shouldn't have to wait 12, 14 hours to see, you know, see a physician. That's just, it's just terrible. And thousands and thousands and thousands of people in this province without any primary care. And the government's known this for years, right? They've known exactly those numbers. Mm-hmm. And they have deliberately chosen to do nothing about it. So it's, you know, it's great. Look, we get some new healthcare minister, whatever. It's the same people, right? Like, you know, these guys, they bring in these things and they, you know, nothing works. And they, you know, they know exactly what's going on. They've known, as I said, and I don't mean to criticize this particular government because, you know, it's the Higgs government. Before that, it was the Gallant government. Before that, it was the Allward government. Before that, it was the Graham government. Before that, it was the Lord government. Before that, it was the McKenna. Like, it's just, they've all known. They've known exactly how many people, or roughly how many people don't have family doctors. They've known how long it takes to see a doctor at the Moncton Hospital for, you know, for decades. Mm-hmm. And so, and then they claim, well, you know, it's a national problem. It's like, yeah, please, you know, you guys have known this forever. So don't, you know, they have made choices to either ignore things or to try other approaches and not deal with the central dysfunctional facts of the system where the system isn't working. So it's like, you know, and like the shortage of nursing graduates now, they've known this for a while. They make it sound like, oh, you know, this is some big surprise. The nursing unions have been telling the government for years what's been coming, just like the medical society has been saying for years, you know, you're going to run into a shortage of family doctors in the next few years because this is our demographic. This is how many doctors we have who are in their 60s. This is how many I have in their 50s. These are the number that are planning to retire in the next 5 years. They've been given that information to governments for decades. And so, you know, we just have had inept leadership.